Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rewind. Let's go back in the day with Cherry Johnson.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
The only podcast coming through your beat stereo is Cherry's World, so let's go around like a merry-go. Plug your phone in, make sure it got a full battery. Download it Wednesday, listen to it Saturday. She cover all topics, whatever you after. She got ball players, authors, doctors, actors, rappers, singers, entrepreneurs, divas, leaders, Androids or Apple, turn up your speakers. Trying to shoot my shot like the vaccine, whether it's Cherry or Maxine, whether the podcast or acting, she that queen. PYT, you know what that mean. Saw you on TV and touch the screen, touch on you. I plead Lucy's got a crush on you. It'll mean the world to get a blush from you. Teaspoon to me, leave you sleep like Robitussin do.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to Cherry's World. Today, Courtney and I have a real treat for you. We got Miss Char Jackson in the house. That's right. A lot of you may know her from TV shows like Moesha, The Parenthood, Smart Guy. She was on the Mother and Daughter Experiment, and she was also doing a lot of reenactments on According to Him and Her. But today, she is here to talk to us, not about K-Fed, but about her new business venture called Charmonious.
This is Cherry's World.
Question. Are you tired of unsanitary work facilities, like restrooms, break rooms, maybe even sitting at your desk with your allergies flaring up because the dust all around you is so thick you can write your name in it? Well, look no more. The answers to all your needs is here. We here at Special Care Janitorial have been servicing the Dallas Metroplex for over 11 years with a list of satisfied clients, small family-owned businesses, and large corporations. We stand on giving the type cleaning your mother would approve of. If you're seeking the cleaning with care, visit our website today at www.specialcarejanitorial.com or reach out to one of our consultants at 469-772-0164. And always remember, you're special because we care.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Please give a warm welcome for my baby cousin, Char Jackson.
Hey, what's up? Big fan, big fan. How are you?
I'm awesome. How about you?
Good, good.
Hey, cuzzo.
Yes.
Okay, so let me start this off because I know Courtney's going to want to dig into your past. I want to dig into your present real quick.
The present's better anyway.
That's right. So I've been gone a year. I won't say where I am, but I left home and I left my little cousin. Little cuzzo, catch me up. Tell me about this new business venture. What you got going on?
Okay, first and foremost, you know I still cry because you're gone, right?
I'm sorry. Don't cry. I love you.
All right, I just had to put that out there first. Okay, business venture. Okay, Cher, so you know how our skin is in our family, dude. Like, everybody's super sensitive to all this crap, and we break out easily and all that type of stuff, right?
Me, yes.
So what I figured out was how to stop buying all this garbage that they have in the markets or the stores or whatever, because that's literally what it is garbage. There's more chemicals in that stuff than anything else in the world. And just make some stuff all natural. And, you know, when you think natural, you're like, oh, that's real earthy or whatever. And you don't think that people really wash all the time and things like that because they're trying to be earthy. But that's not the case. Yeah, there's all this garbage and chemicals and stuff and everything. People are wondering why everybody's getting cancer and all this other stuff. It's because, you know, the government regulations, they don't really care about what we're doing to ourselves. They don't care. They're like, oh, you want to, yeah, is it going to make us money? Sure, approve it. So anyway, needless to say, I started a skincare line and a bath and body products of all natural products. stuff that I felt comfortable with my family using. I knew exactly what was in it, so it made me feel good. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. So I have the Bath and Body products, which is Charmonious, and that stuff is like all natural soaps and body butters and creams and bath bombs and all these awesome things. But everybody thinks too, when they think natural, that it just has to be plain looking, whatever. My stuff is very, very luxurious looking and yummy. It all looks like, a lot of it looks like food, like desserts and stuff like that. So it's stunning stuff, but it's still natural and amazing for you. So that's that.
We will post some pictures because your stuff looks like I just want to lick it.
And yeah. No, for real.
I'm looking at it now. This is not food?
That is not food, no.
I need to Charmonious. Like it sounds, it can be playful, but it's kind of like sexy Charmonious.
It is. Come on now. I mean, and that describes me right there in a nutshell.
Oh, playful, sexy. I love it. So uh-huh. Are you making this stuff yourself?
I do. I make it, and Corey, she is my co-partner. So my daughter, Corey, she, at 9 times out of 10, it's she and I making everything. I mean, the boys jump in every now and again, but it's kind of mine and Corey's little creative baby.
And where can people find your products?
At charmonious.com. So it's all online right now. We're hoping to do a storefront probably by next year. But right now it's at charmonious.com.
And is it made to order?
Not the soaps. The soaps have to cure. So the only thing that's what makes soap soap is, you know, combination of oils, butters, and lye, and water. So the lye, which once you emulsify it or whatever, it's basically gone, but I let it cure for 4 to 6 weeks. So the soaps, I make 4 to 6 weeks in advance, and then I put them up when they're ready. But like the body butters and the bath bombs and the unicorn dust and all that stuff is made to order.
I'm looking at the peaches and cream and the 4th of July. This stuff looks good. So like,
it's not a joke.
But like, what if a kid tries to eat it?
Well, hopefully they have a parent who will let them know that it's soap. And trust me, when they taste it, they will realize that it is soap. Remember that thing when parents used to be like, I'll wash your mouth out with soap?
Yeah.
Well, kids will do it to themselves.
What if a parent tries to eat it? Because I'm looking, thinking about
eating it. Well, then, hey, you know, it is all natural. It's going to be nasty as hell. But
but you're going to be okay.
But you'll be all right.
Wow. So, Char, you were just going back to entertainment because that's what everybody wants to hear about. You were gone.
Yes.
Like a month or two ago working on a project. Can you tell us about it?
I can't yet. I can't. But, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, the industry, man. Like, I kind of pulled back a little bit from being in the forefront all the time because I had my little splash in the media, which I wasn't really a fan of. So I pulled back a little bit from Hollywood to focus on some other stuff and build some other empires and stuff for my family and not just leave them TV money. But I'm still acting. You know what I mean? I'm still acting. I'm producing. I'm directing now. So, it's just luckily enough, we have the luxury because we've worked our butts off for, you know, almost 40 years. Damn, that's crazy to say. But since we have done that, we have that luxury to kind of work when we want to work, you know, and explore these other things in life. So, but I'm still doing it. I'm still in Hollywood.
Oh, I know. That's why I wanted to let other people know, because everybody, you know, I get these people who write me all the time. They're like, yeah, you have been. And I just laugh. I'm like, well, y'all listen.
You're like, if anything, I just has been that shit. I'm doing something else now. So there you go.
I'm having my recess like y'all was having y'all recess when y'all was in school. So
see, and that's the thing. They don't understand. Chair, they don't get it because we didn't have that break growing up. You know, we were working 14, 15 hours a day while everybody was going to school, going home, playing on their bikes, and going to sleep. Like, that wasn't our life. And so right. Now we want to rest. We're a little tired. We want a nap.
I love it because I always say, well, how can it ain't never going to be called me a has-been? That can't offend me. So
yeah, that's the weirdest term to me. It's like you have been. Okay, well, you, yeah, I have been a lot of things, but what have you been?
Right. I have been, but I'm still a bitch.
Exactly.
on that bitch mode, cousin. Can you tell us a little bit about your relationship with social media? How do you feel about it?
You know what? The social media thing to me is still so freaking bizarre, man. Like, I love the fact that I can communicate directly with, you know, people that support me and things like that. Like, that's awesome. And I like sometimes that I can say what I need to say to the people that don't. It's just still weird to me that people want to see me post pictures of what's going on in my life. That's so bizarre to me.
Yeah.
I feel like that. I'm not even a celebrity. Like they keep, people tell me to get your Instagram. I just have a hard time with social media.
I do too. And the weirdest thing is, unfortunately, it's a huge part of our industry now. I had met with a casting director about a project, and they were like, "Oh, Char, yeah, we love you for this thing. One question though, what's your social media numbers?" And I was like, "Wait, what?" I said, "What?" And apparently that's like a huge thing now. Everybody wants to know what your social media numbers are. So I was like, "So you mean to tell me I don't have to be able to act at all anymore? I don't have to have any talent. I can just, as long as I got those numbers, you gonna put me in the project?"
That's crazy.
Well, let me tell you how that kicks them in the butt. Being on the producer side, I've watched them do that, right? But then they get usually a cute girl who can't act. She doesn't know how to hit her marks. She doesn't know how to find her light. She doesn't know her lines.
Right.
And so
now everybody on set is irritated.
Right.
And mad, but she got the numbers on social media.
But she got the numbers.
Hey, Char, can I just say this, though? Like, your role as Niecy was just, like, very real to me. Because, like, I just remember one scene in, like, in the dorm room with a guy. And I really thought you was getting ready to hit him. I don't know if you remember the scene I'm talking about. But it was, like, I guess he
No,
got...
but I think I did hit a few people. Like, I, you know, because I... you know, I'm pseudo method. You know what I mean? So.
Right, right.
I become another person. So at that moment, whatever he was saying to me, that was real.
Yeah, you
so
played.
He might have got smacked. He might have got smacked. I don't know.
Yeah, you played the
hell. I don't remember.
I really enjoyed that growing up, man. That you played the hell out of that role.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
It's so funny that you brought up Niecy, right? Because Sean and I had this conversation a few years ago, and she said, "Yeah, cuz we both made a living off of being dumb." I said, "Oh, speak for yourself."
Yeah.
I was kind of dumb. She said, "Yes, you were, baby." You remember that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why did we portray that
to be dumb? Like, our characters, everybody thought our characters were stupid. Like, everybody thought that. Like, you didn't find out that Niecy was going to, like, an Ivy League school until the very last episode.
I swear to God.
The entire series, you thought she was a moron. Struggling in class, can't get anything done, saying the silliest stuff. But then at the end, it was like, "Oh, what are you talking about? I'm going to blah, blah, blah." And it was like an Ivy League school. It was hilarious.
I'm so dumb. I didn't realize that Maxine was dumb until Char said.
Exactly.
She said, "Come on, boo. You went to the movie theaters with a lawn chair. You remember that?"
Come on.
The drive-in. Yeah.
Not the drive-in, but the movie theater. That's okay. Come on.
Oh, the drive-in. Yeah, we went to the drive-in. My bad. I was like, damn. Maybe I
will. Nah, but y'all characters was more than that. I'm a fan, so y'all characters was more. This is the first time I ever heard someone say y'all was dumb. Like, I think of Niecy as being like a roundaway girl, like the best friend that would just, like, fight or, you know, just always had Moesha's back. That's what I remember.
Well, that sounds like somebody we know, huh?
Well,
damn.
Oh, I like your description of her a lot better.
hey, can I ask you this? Lamont Bentley.
Yes.
Man, I still haven't got over that, and I know you knew him. Like, man.
And so if you haven't gotten over it, imagine how I feel.
Man,
I'm over here down in this water. I had to take a sip for the homies.
Yeah, LB, that was my family from. Even before Moesha, you know, he and I did a show together called South Central. And that's where our bond first began. And that was my brother. That was a hard thing.
Damn, I forgot about that. As soon as you said, I forgot about South Central.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Look, now you just fucked up the whole vibe, just left, Courtney.
I didn't mean to, but you know what?
I love speaking about his memory, though. Like, you know, like, and if you asked me this a couple years ago, I probably still would have broke down and cried. But, like, today I'm in such a peaceful place that I love to hear people remembering him, because I don't want anybody to ever forget him or Yvette or, you know, Bernie Mac or any of the people that we've, Merlin, anybody that we've lost, you know, that became our family. So I don't mind talking about them as long as it keeps their legacy going and people remember all the hard work that they did and how amazing they were.
Those are all my questions too. Merlin Santana and Bernie Mac, those are all my questions I was going to ask you about. I swear.
Like, I mean, you can't talk about the fellas and leave out Yvette now. That was my best friend on the planet.
Really?
And, you know, that was a really, really hard one. My cousin Cherry had to help me through that one a lot. That one hit me to my core. So.
That one hit the kids too, you know, because the kids grew up on set.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the whole family was affected by all of those losses, man, especially Vet and LB.
Damn. What was it like working with Bernie Mac, though?
Uncle Bernie was crazy. He was crazy. I loved him so dearly. He was such an amazing person, such an awesome spirit, such a talented dude. And I remember when he came to Moesha, he was a little nervous. He was like, man, you know, I don't know how I'm gonna be treated here. And then we embraced him as family. And then years later, once he started doing the Bernie Mac show, I actually came and did a guest star on that show.
Yeah.
And, you know, he came up to me and just embraced me. It was just like, nah, baby girl. I mean, if you need a new home, this can be it. And I was just like, well, hey, how you doing?
Wow. What a warm welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, no, awesome, awesome dude, man. Oh, awesome dude.
You got the guest star on a lot of good shit, cuzzo.
Yeah, what? I think I definitely stopped by everything that was on UPN. As Niecy, as a matter of fact, I think Niecy literally jumped from like four shows just doing a guest spot. Just everybody was like, can we get Niecy this week? We don't want Char, but can we get Niecy? So I definitely guest starred on like everything on UPN. But yeah, guest starring was my thing for a really, really, really long time, man. I think the majority of stuff that was on TV, I probably appeared in at least once.
What was your favorite?
TV-wise or just period? Like my favorite all-time job.
Oh, damn. Okay, favorite all-time.
Okay, favorite all-time was probably Good Burger.
Oh, shit.
Well, and what a lot of people don't know is I actually interviewed with Char for the same part, and she got it.
Really?
No, we did that a lot in our life. Like, it was always, like, we would show up, or we'd call each other, be like, yeah, I got an audition tomorrow. Oh, yeah, where is it? Well, I'll see you there. Like, that happened the majority of our life.
But I could have never, like, I know why she got the part. Welcome to Good Burger. I'm with a Good Burger, man. Take your order. I could never any of those lines the way she did. She killed it.
It was so much fun. Like, I had so much fun working on that film that it was insane. All we did was laugh and joke and be silly and get work done and get a check. It was beautiful.
Man, y'all don't know how this make me feel as a fan, because, like, this is my era. I don't know nothing about stuff that happened after 2003. So, like, all this stuff right here.
I ain't mad at you.
Hey, this is my era. Like, I'm like this is just dope for me. Like, this, I love this right here. I can talk all day about this.
I would say I think it was dope for us too, because for me, going to the movies, first of all, to see the movie Good Burger was awesome, but I got to watch my cousin in the movie.
And yeah, we're both like super, super fans of each other. It's insane.
Oh yeah. Like, I am her fan. Like, if she does something, I don't even watch TV, but I watch everything that she's ever done.
Man,
It's crazy. Like, and then I'll go to the movies or something and see something, not knowing that she was in it, and like call like, "Nigga, oh my god, I saw you!"
right.
It's really stupid and super excited, and that's just how we've always been, man. It's incredible.
I mean, I walked in my grandma's house, you know, my grandma is sitting there watching. You did something on VH1 or something, the exercise show or something.
Right. Yeah, Fit Club.
The Fit Club, and I'll never forget. And can I say what Grandma said? I know you're going to get mad. I shouldn't.
Please. Yeah, no, go ahead. Grandma used to be.
We're not talking about Peyton and Brittany today, okay? But when I walked in, my grandma was sitting in a chair, and she was eating something, and she turned around, and she said, "Call your cousin." I said, "What?" She said, "Tell her ass if she cried one more time about K-Fed on this fucking TV."
I had to explain to my grandma about editing. I was like, look, grandma, they asked me about that food probably 2 times, man. They asked me for like 4 hours and used that in 18 episodes.
Wow.
So, I said it all this is not only do we watch each other, but the whole family is really engaged and extremely supportive us and what we do.
Man.
Yeah, and our family is incredible.
I see. Wow. Yeah,
we are lucky. So it don't matter if you walk in grandma or, well, we won't be walking in grandma's house no more. But, and I don't understand, like, but Grammy's gone.
You know? Right.
Can I get your opinion on something? What you thought about the way Moesha ended?
It sucked. It wasn't supposed to end.
Right.
We found out 2 weeks before we were coming back that we weren't coming back. the network, you know, had a change of heart after whatever happened. I don't necessarily know, but we'd gone all hiatus and prepared to come back, and we were 2 weeks out, and then it was like, you know what, actually, never mind.
And it's crazy because, like, if this was now, Netflix would have picked that up, because last episode, right, you know what I mean? So that's just crazy how the world just changed like that.
The beautiful thing is Netflix can still pick up a reboot. So you never know. I hear my friends at 90210 are coming back. So
damn.
Yeah,
so that just goes to show that the 90s was just the best era, because all the shows from the 90s are just getting like a second life. That just goes to show.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It's when comedy was comedy. It's when, you know, it was a good time. It was a good time. I had so much fun in the 90s. It was insane.
Right.
So if they were going to do a reboot of Moesha, what would you see happening in the first episode? Mm.
That is, that I think is the number one question, because my question to the people that I've spoke to who have mentioned it was, all right, well, how do we address, you know, all the beautiful people that are no longer with us? That's my first thing. Yeah. And what is the new storyline where... What makes it make sense? And I actually came up with an idea. Chair, I'm going to call you later, too, because I have an idea that I want you to help me write the script. Sure. I don't know if you guys know how beast mode Cherry is at writing scripts. Like, she's insane. Like, it's bonkers. I know how to talk it and say it, but I don't have the patience to sit down and write it.
I read her book.
There you go. Yeah, so I'm going to call you later about that. But yeah, that's the biggest thing. It's like just trying to figure out what direction it would go in. What would it be about? I mean, one of the beautiful things about Moesha was, you know, she was this adolescence growing up, you know, kind of in the hood and you know, going through life, middle class hood, basically, and going through life trying to figure out what life is all about.
Yeah,
now she's going to come back as a grown-ass woman, so she should probably have an idea.
I bet you she does. Okay, now I don't want to get all caught up in motion. I want to go back to the present time, and I want to ask you a question that was posed to me earlier, because we grew up together. We have a lot of the same friends and family. And Courtney, you're here, so I want your take on it, too.
Okay.
I was told that men and women cannot just be friends.
That is an absolute lie. And whoever says that, they are just, they either are a fucking horn dog that just can't control themselves, or or they just don't understand the boundaries. Like I have platonic relationships with men that I've never even looked at and thought about anything sexual.
Absolutely.
But those are some of my closest friends in the world. They become my brothers. It's just that.
We have
you know this. Come on, man.
Definitely.
Exactly. So I just think it's so bizarre that people are like, well, men and women can't be. No, that means you might have a control issue or maybe some type of sex addiction or something that you might need to get looked at. But men and women can definitely be friends.
I'm sorry, but even some of my homeboys got sex addictions and we still just homies.
Damn.
You know exactly. I mean? Yeah. No, for real.
Courtney, you and I, you're married.
Right. You know what? It's easy for me to answer that question now. You know, I'm 39, but if, 15 years ago, I probably would have had a different answer for both of y'all.
Really?
Yeah. Cause
I think it's, but that might be hormonal though, Chair. Think about it. That could be a hormone thing. Like it's men at a certain age or, you know, adolescents at certain ages, that's all that's on their mind anyway. So they probably can't at that point. Most of them, you know what I mean? I'm sure they're the few that have control, but the ones that are dealing with the hormonal imbalances and all that stuff, maybe they can't.
That's crazy for me because you know how I grew up. All my friends have always been men. I was always
mine
like,
too. Come on.
And see, that's the part that I couldn't understand, that I can't understand because I didn't, I'm not the, don't get me wrong, I'm not the best looking motherfucker, but I can't see myself growing up around girls like y'all and just saying, man, I want to be friends with Cherry. Yeah, you see that girl Shaw right there? I want to be her friend.
But you know, I'm going to be honest. A lot of it probably didn't start with them just wanting to be our friends. Like okay. They probably did want a bonus. Don't get it twisted.
I'm sure they did.
But we're so cool and so like we'll go play basketball with you. I'm doing martial arts with your ass.
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, it turns into something different where you look at this girl and you're like, oh damn, like. She for real like one of the fellas. Cherry gonna sit there, have a beer with you, fart, right. And watch a game or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
really on the guys though. It's on the guys. It's on the guys because a lot of guys, including myself, don't take the time out to actually get to know somebody. They just we're visual people.
Exactly.
Know? So
exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Shar. I don't want to keep you forever, but I want you to use our home and our platform, like your home and your platform. What has nobody ever asked you in an interview that you wish they had?
Oh, damn, that's good. Oh, you're good at this, Cuzzo.
I'm just saying, because you know, people always ask the same shit. Like, how'd you get your job on Punky Brewster? What was it like being on Urkel for 10 years? Ask me some new shit.
Right? No, that's real, dude. Oh, my God. Damn. It's so good. Like, I got to marinate on it. Hold on.
Jerry, you just got rid of like six of my questions.
I'm sorry.
he's scratching the shit off his list right now. Like,
I'm
oh my God.
Real.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay.
But I know as an actress, like, sometimes I just won't do the interview. I don't do interviews. And it's not that I'm trying to be a bitch, but I don't want to do the same interview over and over and over again. I'm bored.
Right. I think, you know what, let me say this. I think something I just really want people to know about me is why I do what I do. Why I chose acting, you know what I'm saying? Or why, just literally why I act. And honestly, it has nothing to do with fame or any of that shit. To be honest, it makes me feel amazing making other people feel what I'm feeling. Like, sharing that, like bringing people in and just making people feel something, whether it be laughter or something dramatic, whatever it is, sharing that moment of feeling connected to people, that's like the most awesome feeling in the world.
It is. And you put it so eloquently and you made it seem so nice. See, I think mine is a control issue. I get off on controlling other people's emotions.
Right.
Explain that though. What you mean?
I mean, it's the same shit I just said. Literally, she just said it with, like a dominatrix. She just said it with a whip. You know what I mean? But it's literally the same road. It's being able to make people feel what you want them to feel.
Yeah.
Like,
if I want you to be pissed, I can make you pissed. If I want you to cry, I can make you cry. But yeah. I think you like entertaining them and I like controlling them.
Yeah.
Damn, that's deep right there.
So you can see who the dark cousin is, right? No,
yeah, the dark cousin is the light cousin. Go figure.
Huh? Exactly. Yeah. See, people never assume. There you go.
Hey, I got a question for you. It says on your Instagram, actress, director, CEO, philanthropist, advocate, and gamer. Like, you, what do you mean by?
Yes.
Play games?
Oh no, I'm a pro gamer. Like I'm a Microsoft Mixer pro gamer. Like I game, I tournament, I kick people's asses all day long in video games. That is my thing, and it always has been.
She's a nerd.
No, I'm a hardcore nerd, man. Like, and now it's just official. Like Microsoft made me a pro, so really? I get paid to game now.
Like literally, as a teenager, you'd come in the house, and I'd be like, "Come on, dude. Let's go to Crenshaw." She's like, "Wait, man, my game's not over."
Damn.
Your game? I just drove an hour to come get you. What do you mean your game?
Yeah, and I'm like, "And just wait 20 more minutes, man. Let me finish this round."
Wow.
Hardcore.
What games you playing?
It is not a joke.
You playing NBA games, NFL games? What do you?
I don't really play any of the sports games anymore. Like I used to back in the day, but now there's so many options, and I really like. Like RPGs, role playing, MMOs, things like that. So I'm like right now I'm playing a little bit of Fortnite only because I'm prepping for this tournament that's going to take place at E3. And Mortal Kombat, we got a tournament of that coming up. And Fallout 76, I'm like in love with that game. Everybody was talking mess about it, but I love it and I'm playing it hardcore right now. So that's the stuff I'm streaming. That's what's going on in my gaming world.
That's crazy.
I have a gamer name and everything. It's Sherlock Holmes. Don't be mad.
Oh, that's what that is. I was just about to ask you what's Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. Because I am investigating and solving all the clues of these damn games.
See, she was trying to have a gamer name. I was trying to have a gangbanging name.
She really was. No, you don't understand, dude. She really was. Terry would come down to my house. Like, I lived in the hood, dude. She would come down to my house. From the Calabasas area, and be like, "Cousin, let's go drive down to Shaw." And I'd be like, "Dude, I see the Shaw every day, dude. I don't need to go drive down to Shaw." Cherry used to want to drive down to Shaw.
I was trying to see some black men. You know what I'm saying? I didn't realize that there was black men in between Calabasas and the Shaw. I missed the
Wow. Let's go down the Shaw. I was like, what is this? What is this girl? Oh, my God. The adventures we had with Cherry trying to find love in the hood.
Trying to find love in the hood.
Trying to find love in the hood.
I was trying to find love in the hood. Y'all was trying to come to Calabasas and find love.
Right,
That should be a title of a reality show, trying to find love.
You know, it really should. Oh, my God. Let's produce it, Cherry.
Yeah. Oh, do we have to tell my love about finding love in the hood? That was a no-go.
You know me, I'm an open book. I give zero. You can tell all my business. I do not care.
You know what? One thing I can say I don't care and I will share all my business, but I am so happy there was no social media when we were growing up. Like, when I got drunk and threw up in Roscoe's, like, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Camera phones, like,
because the camera phones in this invasion of privacy is one thing. For you to openly share, that's a whole different thing. You know what I mean? But for somebody to go post some shit that you didn't allow them to post, or you know, that's just not cool. Yeah. And that's what our society has become. Let me film everything I can. Like, why don't you just be in the moment?
Right. Nobody's in the moment anymore. You know, I was just talking the other day to Unc. Kevin Gates. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know it's Dr. Dre's uncle. He was talking about us at Larry Parker's.
I'm sorry.
Larry Parker's was like this after hours eatery, we would say.
Was the spot. That's where you went after the clubs or whatever. Like, you went to Larry Parker's. It was the spot.
But we weren't old enough to get in the club.
Yeah, no, we weren't.
So we would
wait at Larry Parker. Let's be the first ones at Larry Parker's. How about that? Make it look like we went out tonight.
Right. And we were so dumb. We had, you know, girls get dressed up. They have on high heels. Their hair is done. We got on Adidas sweatsuits.
We got on, and sneakers. That we're like, what? What's the problem? Oh, we don't. Oh, oh yeah. No, that's not how it's done. Oh,
well, they we got ponytails in our hair. You know what I'm saying? We got buns. These girls got their hair. I just had a conversation with some men the other day. I said, because back in the day, men used to correct young girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the Eazy-E, the Dr. Dre, the DOC, the Snoop Dogg. They would pull up and look at us and say, "Go home."
Yeah.
And we'd be like, "What?" They'd be like, "Go home. You don't belong here."
That's cool.
Quit, walk by and just laugh and be like, "It's past your curfew."
Yep. Oh my God. How many times have we heard that one?
Oh, that's cool.
You know, the Mark Currys, the hanging with Mr. Cooper? He would come out and he would literally follow my car to the freeway to make sure that we were on our way home and then call us.
Yep, he sure was.
Oh, the Los Angeles.
He pulled me out of a club one time, dude, that like I was his daughter. Like, he pulled me out and I was like, "Dude, like, no, actually this time I'm old enough to be in here." "Well, you don't look like it. Going home, start going home."
And he meant it. And that's what men used to do. What happened to that? Men don't do that to young girls anymore.
Well, no, now they're scooping them up and taking them home. And I thought you needed to be in a bed.
The Los Angeles celebrity men must have been way different than Chicago celebrity men, because I don't know those same.
We didn't grow up with R. Kelly.
See?
And we are so not going to go there.
she was around too.
Yeah, she know Kels. She know.
Come on, man.
Damn.
She was around everything I was around, Courtney.
Damn.
Like, that's my Ace Boon Coon right here.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn. That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, but I think, men, please, Courtney, tell your boys, like, we need to get back to that. My daughter needs those kind of men around her that will send her home.
Wait, so, Cherry, let me tell you a good story, though, just to make you feel good. So, I took Cassie to Sundance with me last year, okay?
Okay.
And
that's her daughter.
And I don't know if it was last year or the year before. So we went to Sundance, and she's grown now. So Cassie wanted to hang out at the club, whatever, and go to all the little parties, whatever. And so initially, you know, I'll do it for like 5 minutes, but then I'm going home because I want to go play a video game. So we went to the club, and we were with a bunch of friends, you know, industry friends of mine or whatever, and I told them, I was like, "All right, so I'm about to leave." And I told Cassie, "Let's go." She was like, "No, Mama, I think I want to stay." And I was like, "Let me check with everybody, make sure it's good. You guys good? Y'all got her?" "No, we got her, Shari, you're fine." "Okay, cool." Because we are in a different state. Like, this is not, you don't just leave your children. Okay. She's like, "All right." So I go to my hotel. Cassie goes out with them. They all get completely drunk, whatever. At one point, they say, "Let's go," from their one club. They're sitting at their little booth or whatever. They say, "Let's go." They start walking to the door. Cassie forgets she left her jacket at the table, goes back to the table. They're all drunk, so they already hopped in a car and left. They don't realize that they left Cassie, okay? So Cassie's sitting in her little booth. Her booth is next to another celebrity's. And so the celebrity sitting at her table looks over and sees her and was like, "Why are you sitting by yourself?" And she was like, "I think all of my mom's friends just left." And so, and he could tell that she's drunk or whatever. So he was like, "Well, who's your mom?" And she was like, "Shard." And he was like, "Okay, I'm gonna need you to come over here, sit at my table. I'm gonna make sure you get home. And I'm gonna tell you right now that Little John took my little drunk ass daughter back to his space, called me, and had his security bring her to my hotel, which was like 30 minutes away from where he was staying. And he was like, "Shar, I just wanted to let you know, I got your baby. She's good. I'm a send her, you know, home to you and make sure you're good." So I'm saying that to say, Cherry, they're not all gone, because Lil Jon made sure that Cassie was good.
You know what I'm saying? Thank God. Like, Luther Campbell watched my ass when I was a kid.
Yeah.
See, we us from the outside looking in, we would never think to hear a story like that about Lil Jon or Luke, or, you know, we would never think to hear that.
Because that's the thing. Like, everybody thinks they know them, but you know their Hollywood persona. You don't know them as people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're awesome ass dudes.
Yeah. Great man. Thank you, Little John.
Yeah.
The story could have went totally different. I could be looking for
it. It really could have, because apparently dudes were like walking by trying to, and he shut it all down. Like,
Thank God.
Sit over here, baby girl.
Wow.
Thank God.
That's cool.
And thank you, Char. I appreciate you. You know, you came to play with your cousin, and you always support everything I do. That means a lot to me.
Always. Always. If you were selling farts, man, I'd buy one. I'd probably give it back to you later, but I would buy it just to support you. Because that's how we roll.
I appreciate it. I really, really do. And we gonna pump the hell out of this soap. When you get a chance, can you make us a commercial?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And literally, like, don't just pump it up because it's mine. Like I said, these products on the market right now are out here killing us, dude. Everybody's coming up with cancer and all this other stuff, and they're trying to wonder why. Just pick up a bottle of your shower gel and see what's in that mess. Try to read it. How about that? Try to read it. You know, pick up a bottle of your lotion and just try and read what's in it. And then you wonder why all these people are getting sick from all these different things. Like, this stuff is natural. It's reasonably priced because I feel like everybody deserves to be healthy. Everybody deserves a little taste of the best. And that's what this stuff is. I'm super, super proud of it, man. And I did it to change not only my family's lives, but everybody else, you know.
I'm going to pump it up because I've been using your bath bombs, and the baby uses the bath bombs. My skin is super duper sensitive, and I can't
because I put all the best oils in the stuff I make, dude. Like, I don't use any garbage, man. It's all the best of the best. And that's just that. And so that's that part of the line. Later this year, I got the CBD stuff coming out too. And that's a full 25 product skincare line. Everything that's like healing, because people don't understand the power of CBD. And hopefully we can educate more people on that too. So
we'll come back. Promise you'll come back.
I will, for sure. Absolutely.
Thank you. This is such an honor to talk with you, because I've been, like I said, I've been a fan, and you just made me remember about all the other, like I said, anything after 2003, I don't remember or know, but all that stuff, the 90s, that stuff is like so nostalgic to me. So thank you for letting me be part of this.
Anytime, and thank you so much for supporting both me and Cherry, you know, through our careers. That means a lot.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherrysworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
That's just crazy to me. Like, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. I mean, because like I said, like, I just literally just watched, I think they replayed Moesha, you know. And I know you guys, I hate to always, like, just keep you in Family Matters and her and Moesha and stuff, but that's what, like, I remember, you know what I mean? Like, that's the stuff that I just remember the most. And like I get to see that stuff again, and it's just like, wow, it's just crazy. And like I said, both of you guys played the hell out of that role, of both of your roles. You know, I think you both were like Brandy and the other girls are best friends, and both of you guys played the hell out of those roles. You know what I mean? So it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm all Countess. I mean, Laura. I can't remember nobody's stage name.
That's right, Countess.
Countess Vaughn. Yeah, I played her cousin on the Parkers.
That's right.
And Niecy, of course, went over to the Parkers. I'm telling you, she got to do everything.
So she came over to the Parkers as well?
She was on the Parkers. I believe she even got to do Girlfriends.
Wow. So she said basically everything in UPN. So was UPN set up like the way you said, like, Family Matters and Jamie Foxx show and all that stuff was set up?
I think so. At one point they were. Where exactly they were, I couldn't tell you because I wasn't there. I was at work at the same time.
Oh, okay.
somewhere else. I know where her set was, and I know where the Parkers was, because I did the Parkers.
Wow.
But besides from those two shows, I don't know. I didn't work on the other ones. I was on the other side of town.
I just couldn't even imagine living in L.A. The fact that you girls lived in L.A., survived L.A., that's just amazing to me, because I know the times I've been out there, I'm like, man, I would just die out here. There's no way I could. Man. I mean, Chicago's, you know, ain't no punk either, but it ain't L.A.
L.A. people watch a lot of TV, and so they think it's like what they see on TV.
Yeah.
L.A. was very kind to me, I can say, and there was no hood that I felt like I couldn't go to, and there wasn't a hood that I didn't go to.
Wow. It was just like, for me, landing, I think I told you this before, everybody had a Benz. Everybody hit it, and I ran into Toyota Avalon, and I like, I'm thinking I'm doing some shit.
Not everybody had a Benz. I proudly drove a Toyota Camry. Anybody in LA can tell you, Cherry Johnson in the 90s had a black Toyota Camry. It was a 1994 at XLE, and it was all paid for the day I left out of the lot, and I thought I was doing big shit.
Well, you were just smart. You know, you were smart. But I know when I was on the, what's that, the 405 or whatever, man, yeah. I turn to my left, there's a Lexus. I turn to my right, there's a Benz. There's a BMW in front of me. I'm like,
that's true.
Does anybody drive a regular car? Like, you don't see that kind of stuff in Chicago like that, you know?
They actually clown me a lot, because they'd be like, when we pulled up at Family Matters, the rest of them had BMWs, Vipers. Their cars would change all the time. I had the same Toyota Camry for 13 years and was proud of it.
Yeah.
Because my car ran. I did have a stint where I went through my sports car thing. You know what I'm saying? I had a little Lambo and stuff like that. So I had some fun times too in LA. But I've always been very, you know, I'm a hood chick, man. I didn't have to live in the hood, thank God, because I got a good job and got out. But yeah. I have that same mentality.
Hey, is she from, I don't know if you want me to say this on the thing. Is she from Pittsburgh too? I can edit it out.
No, she's from Boston.
Ah.
You can say that. You don't have to edit it. She's from Boston.
Oh, okay. So y'all both moved out to LA around the same time?
Same time. She was actually there before I was.
Oh, okay. Damn. And your grandmother that y'all was talking about, where did she stay?
She's in heaven now.
Okay.
Sorry. She's in heaven. That's okay. She died last year, Mother's Day. So Mother's Day was the anniversary of my grandmother's death.
Damn. Sorry to hear that.
That's okay. Alzheimer's. You know, my grandmother, when you're there and you're present and they know that they were loved by you, it makes it a little easier when they're gone. She had prepared me for her death for a very long time. My grandmother had 18 heart attacks.
Oh, man.
She had triple bypass surgery. She had 8 kids and was a cancer survivor. So she was the strongest woman I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, for real.
Unfortunately, she died 2 months after I left LA. I didn't get to say bye to her, but she had already said bye to me in different ways. Like, she always wore this ring.
Yeah.
And when my daughter was born, my daughter happens to be, her birthstone is a ruby. So my grandmother had never taken that ring off her finger, except for maybe when she was in the hospital. And she used to always hand it to me, and she used to tell me, when I die, this ring is yours. Well, when I had my daughter, my grandmother took it off her hands and said, this goes to the baby, you take it. And I said, no, Grammy, it's your ring. And she said, no, baby, it doesn't belong to me anymore. It's for the baby. And so my grandmother had prepared me very much for her being gone. And I don't feel, I miss her and I love her.
Right, right.
But I hear her every day. And my daughter is definitely a splitting image of her. And so it makes it a little easier.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She lived in LA as well?
She didn't at first, okay. But she moved there, yes. Okay. Can't live far from your grandma, man. You got to keep grandma home.
Tell me about it. The gamer shit is really what threw me off. Like, I wasn't expecting to hear that.
She's very intelligent.
Yeah.
And she's always been like that. Like, when you were looking for her as a teenager, she was in her room.
Oh, okay.
I was the one that was like, let's hit the street, let's go out. I had stuff to do.
Yeah.
And she was like, hold on, I'm watching this movie. I'm like, man, don't nobody want to see that movie? Is you in it? She was like, no. Am I in it? Who's in it? I don't know the people. I'm going to sleep. I would drive all the way to her house and end up asleep because she wanted to finish watching the movie or playing a game. Damn. I was trying to go out to eat and hit the street.
Did you, she calls them LB. So were you, like, I know that y'all are on different sets, but like, did you know them too?
Lamont was actually supposed to be my boyfriend in the first film that I produced called 75.
Really?
Unfortunately, he passed, and one of his best friends and mine took his place, and that's Antoine Tanner. Lamont and I had big plans when I decided that I was going to start producing, that we were going to do at least 5 or 6 films together, and we never got to do it.
Damn.
Yeah, that was my heart, man. Good dude.
And I was going to ask about the Merlin Santana, because I remember, like, it seemed like him and Merlin Santana, they all, it's like both happened close to each other, I remember.
Merlin, yeah. Merlin, neither one of them sit right with me. Merlin's hurts, I think, a little bit more than LB does. I mean, LB was a car accident.
Right, car accident.
And not saying it makes it better.
Right.
But stuff happens. Merlin was set up by some chick, and Merlin was murdered.
I remember that.
Yeah, you know, and that doesn't sit right with me.
Wow.
Oh, that hurts. I mean, LB hurts too, but Merlin really, it hurts.
Can I ask you, I know this is gonna sound quick, but how'd you know Merlin? Because I know I never seen y'all work together. Did y'all work together?
Wasn't Merlin on Hanging with Mr. Cooper or something?
I remember he's on Steve Harvey's show. He's on the Bill Cosby show. That's what I remember off memory.
Okay, well, probably because he used to hang out. Well, if he was on the Cosby show, then that means that he used to hang out with the little homie who played Bud.
Yeah.
So I thought both of them did Hanging with Mr. Cooper, which actually shot next door to Family Matters.
Oh, shit.
And that's how I met them, because I told you, it was like, you know, you be in a parking lot. I was a young girl. There's some brothers named Thor. I'm going to find out who they is.
Damn, that's crazy, man. All that talent around, that's just crazy.
Yeah, we grew up around each other, you know, and if he was with Dion and I kind of grew up with each other, so.
Which one's Dion? I'm sorry.
That's the one that played Bud on the Cosby show, Dion.
Wow, I'm sorry.
At home.
Damn, that's crazy.
We all grew up around the same time. Then you got to think, okay, so I knew Raven when she did the Cosby show, but then she was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper, and that was right next door. So Raven was the baby.
Hey, when you were around all those people at that time, did any of them ever say, let me get an autograph? Or did you ever say, let me get an autograph? It was just like, we all
those
cool.
Were my friends. Wow. Just like, you know, when you was in school, you had recess, right?
Yeah.
So we had a basketball hoop outside. That was our recess. So when we go outside, that's who we play with. That was our recess buddies. That's the best way I can put it for you. You know, we got a 15, 20 minute break. Who do you hang out with? The Smollettes, because they working next door this week. You know, like the whole family, Journey, Jesse, JoJo, Jazz, Jockey. That's who you go outside and you hang out with, because that's who's there. Merlin's there, Dion's there, Raven's there. The kids from, what's that show, Step by Step?
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
Those become your friends. Hmm.
And you know what I really like, though, that you said that you and Sharf went out for the same part, and it was like no hate amongst y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all support each other no matter what. Like, that was cool. You know, you don't hear that.
Dude, we used to go in the same car because we didn't both have gas money. We was kids. So it'd be like, you know, my mama gave me $20. Who gonna drive? Oh, I drive this week, I'll drive this week, and then we go out and eat. And then we go end up at each other's house anyway. So we would be at the audition or we'd meet at the audition, we go out to eat, we run lines together.
Yeah. Damn.
We were just happy. If one of us got it, we felt like we both won.
Both got it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Cause you hear about it being so competitive. So it's when you hear someone being like, you got it. Good, good. Whatever. Like, from the outside looking in, you would think it would be more like competitive, like, bitch, how you get my part? You know, that's why I was.
Some people are like that. But the way I figure it is what God has for you is for you, and nobody can take that from you.
Yeah.
And if me and her got it, we won. The families won.
Family got it, right. Okay.
You know, and so it doesn't matter. I'm the kind of person where I'll walk in an audition and I'll tell everybody when I leave, break a leg. I want to see one of those women that I love and that I like watching black women win. I just told Tiffany Haddish today, she's a fool. I was excited because she liked my comment on Instagram. I told her today, I'm so proud of you.
Damn.
She's been trying for so long and she's finally winning. How could I look at her and say, bitch, I have to look at her and say, go boo. Right. Do that shit. You know what I'm saying? She up on stage, quit walking and stuff. Like, she's having fun and enjoying her life and she is making me proud.
Yeah.
And I was geeked up. She liked my comment.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? She saw me. I feel like everybody else. I'm a fan.
Man, that's cool. That's cool.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.